time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Well, we know at this time of year, it's always around the TAB Million Dollar Chase. And as Dave Carlson joins us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales and the Dogs team, Carlso, there's been plenty of news and I understand you've got further developments this morning.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. Good morning to you. Fantastic news was announced earlier on. The world's richest greyhound race on Friday night, October the 18th, the TAB Million Dollar Chase, will now be shown live on free-to-air television. Greyhound Racing New South Wales Chief Executive Tony Mestrov made the history-making announcement only a few hours ago, and he is our special guest this morning on Going Greyhounds. Hiya, Tony. What exciting news. Please tell us more.
Good morning, Dave. Exciting news for the greyhound industry. Historic moment. Thrilled to be partnering Channel 9, firstly. Obviously, Tom Malone's been instrumental in putting this deal together from Channel 9, really giving the industry an opportunity to showcase, you know, the richest greyhound race in the world. But really, really feel thrilled to think that we're going to be beaming through lounge rooms throughout Australia with this race. And actually, it's three races will be aired live from the night, an hour coverage. Really exciting news. I can't remember, as probably you won't, any time that greyhound racing has been on free-to-air. So really exciting announcement, really positive step forward for the industry.
Indeed, Tony. You mentioned Tom Malone, the head of sport at Channel 9. He's a good man, Tom. And I tell you what, to be getting this support from such a legendary live sport broadcaster as the Nine Network shows just how much greyhound racing is being embraced, Tony, and how much Greyhound Racing New South Wales' focus on animal welfare is exceeding community standards.
Yeah, well said, Dave. I mean, our focus clearly is on welfare. This is where the industry let itself down in the past, and that is our focus. We've seen, obviously, the introduction of Tim Cahill, which is bringing more awareness to the Greyhounds as Pets program. We need to be able to rehome all our greyhounds, whether it's through the Greyhounds as Pets program or it's through the trainers and owners themselves. So, you know, Tom's bought into that. You know, we're at the start of a journey. You know, we admit that, but things are looking really positive for the future. And you know, everyone knows they're a beautiful animal, not only through its racing career, but after as a pet. So exciting times.
Tony, Sky Racing is where dedicated punters have always watched greyhound racing, and it will be the same on Sky on Million Dollar Chase final night. But the feedback I've already received from friends and from family who are not really into racing has been tremendous about the Channel 9 coverage on 9GEM. You take my father, for example. He's a tight accountant. He thinks a 50-cent bet is extravagant, but he said he can't wait to be watching. And I'll tell you what, you can multiply that by hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, look, it's about bringing a new person to greyhound racing, isn't it? We want to introduce new people to the industry. I think Sky's been phenomenal that week in, week out, betting and punting. They've been excellent. But look, this is something different. It's going to a wider audience. We obviously want to capture a new person, maybe to be involved in the industry, maybe to buy or purchase a greyhound or even wager on greyhounds themselves, and they haven't before. So I think it's really important to broaden our base of awareness. You know, obviously, our wagering continues to grow into markets that we've never been before. So we've always been a real strength around the 18 to 35 males, but that seems to be that demographic. It seems to be increasing, and you know, we're now with the Greyhounds as Pets program and Tim Cahill and others, you know, really reaching to a female audience, which is extremely important.
Tony, the telecast on 9GEM on Friday night, October 18, runs from 9 to 10pm, and along with host Cameron Williams and my good friends and greyhound experts James Vandermart and Lizzie Whelan, I'll be proud to be a part of the coverage. I used to be a Channel 9 sports reporter once, and it'll be terrific to be playing a part. And it's all part of an incredible racing weekend. The TAB Million Dollar Chase on Friday night, the Everest on Saturday. And Tony, that is fantastic cooperation between the two codes and Channel 9.
Fantastic cooperation. I mean, you've got the richest greyhound race in the world and the richest turf thoroughbred race in the world. And, you know, Peter Philandys really wanted to discuss and talk about how we can help each other. And I think there's no better than having back-to-back, you know, large races of each code. And it's about getting the people there. And I think that weekend, it's worthwhile for people, particularly in regional areas, to travel down to Sydney for the weekend. What a great weekend of racing. So it's about encouraging, as I said, getting that new person to either code. So really exciting weekend. And, you know, obviously we've got TAB as our new sponsor on board, which we're very proud to have, and we're working closely with them. So great to have them on board for the next number of years.
Tickets for the TAB Million Dollar Chase Grand Final Night are on sale now at milliondollarchase.com.au. They're $20. Every cent goes to Greyhounds as Pets, GAP, which is the charity arm of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. There are also $99 VIP tickets available. They include food and beverage. It's going to be a tremendous evening. Congratulations on the announcement this morning, Tony. And thank you for joining us to talk about the fastest races on four legs in the TAB Million Dollar Chase.
Thanks for your support, Dave.
There is Tony Mestrov, Andrew, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Yeah, great announcement for sure on that night to have that exposure. These days people go, oh, it's on the second channel. But these days it's just simply a flick of the switch. There you go to different channels that have extra sport. And that is just a bonus for this code to have something like that on grand final night.
Yes, indeed it is, Andrew. Very, very excited. And I can't wait to be there. The roar from the crowd when the boxes opened, when Mystic Riot won the inaugural one last year, is something that will stay with me forever. It was incredible.
It certainly was. The million-dollar chase, we've got down to a new stage now. The all-in market is there with TAB and the feral Frankie's the $9 favourite. Take us through what's going to unfold now.
Well, Andrew, there are 56 semi-finalists that have already been decided, and they won the finals or finished in the first four of the finals in all of the at all of the regional venues. On Friday night at Lismore, Northern Rivers trainer Bobby Cook was celebrating when Smooth Act ran home strongly to win the regional final there in 29-69, defeating Bad Neighbour, which led them early. Queenslander Damn Slippery ran third, Infrared Lad fourth, and that quartet are into the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 11. On Saturday night at the Gardens in Newcastle, Victorian chaser Get It Gizmo, who's now with Jason McKay, scorched over the 500. It was just an amazing run, beating Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily by 4.25 lengths. And Miley Nismo finishing third, defending million-dollar chance. Mystic Riot ran fourth, so has gone through to the semis. Get It Gizmo with TAB fixed odds after the win, $21 into $12 second favourite. At Wagga, it was a fairy tale result for local trainer Brian Smith when Ultimate Speed beat Victorian star Black Opium for the second week running. The time, 29.93, the margin, a length and a quarter. There's a Catch was third, Perfect Marshall fourth, giving Victoria another three semi-finalists. While at Goulburn yesterday, smart young chaser Lightning Vision for Neil Staines railed strongly late to beat Black Maxi by three quarters. Immediate was third, and Tennessee Tiger finished in fourth place. So, Andrew, the regional finals, as I mentioned, have been run and won. This Saturday night at Wentworth Park, there'll be eight qualifiers, with the winner of each going through to the semis the following Friday night. So we're not far away from the final. Feral Frankie is the $9 favourite from TAB Fixed Odds, and the Feral won at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, nabbing a gallant Bucks future in the fastest time of the night, 29.74.
Yeah, it was great to see for sure. And outside what we're seeing with the TAB Million Dollar Chase, we've got the Masters Series coming up, and the Young Star Heats are coming up as well. I think it's, what, Wednesday week. So they're all building for this massive night on the 18th of October.
Indeed, Andrew, they are. And they'll be part of the Million Dollar Chase night, as you mentioned. So will the Group 1 Sydney Cup for the stayers. So it's going to be an absolutely massive night. I can't wait. Wentworth Park will be packed. You'll see it on Sky Racing, of course, and now on 9GEM.
Righto. What about today? There's plenty of meetings going on.
There are, Andrew. There are three New South Wales meetings. Bathurst is the first cab off the rank. A Twilight, 3:24, the kickoff. The Best Bet, race 6, number 4, Winlock Rapido, 6:04. The Value Bet, race 2, number 7, Winlock Jaguar, 5.27. Nowra this evening from 5.46. Best bet, race 7, number 7, Strawberry Swirl. 7.7, the value bet, race 2, number 2, Oyster Strike, 2.2. And it's Grafton tonight from 6.04. The best bet is in race 9, number 1, Wonder Saver for trainer Mickey Patterson, 9.1. The value bet, race 6, number 8, Telling Porkies, and you know I'd never tell anything like
No, you could never tell Porkies. Your face would change shape. Hey, Dave, lots of exciting news there around the Nine Network and Sky's involvement and obviously Tab's involvement, but let's never forget, the Sky Sports Radio audience will be there with Tim Newbold and the rest of the team on Friday night, October 18 as well. The good thing is for the code, it's going to be covered on all fronts, Dave.
Yep, you betcha. Sky Sports Radio. As the Masters Apprentices once sang, Andrew, turn up your radio.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Meeting again. There's no On the Pace and Going Greyhounds tomorrow. In this time tomorrow between 10:30 and 11, we'll be covering the barrier draws live for the Tab Epsom and Metropolitan. News is coming up, and then, well, you know what it is. It's the whip around.